أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've looked at Ubudiyah, and today I'd like to look at Rububiyah, from which the word Rub comes. So we use Rub a lot. Ya Rabbi, in all our conversations. So what is Rub? Who is a Rub? The English language translated as Lord, but that doesn't quite cut it. So Rub comes from many root words, maybe Rabbaba or Rabaya, but in essence, it signifies a master, an owner, a nourisher, a cherisher, a perfecter, a protector. But in essence, this owner of the whole of existence also delivers guidance and perfection to his creation. So maybe the simplest way to describe a Rab is the one who leads to perfection or to their full potential every creation, provided they choose his path. There is no Isme A'adham, no great attribute of Allah that beats this word. Let me just give you an anecdote. There was a woman who came to Imam Sadiq and said that they had found a growth in her body. Maybe we would call it a tumor. And they were going to cut off one of her limbs. Imam asked her, "Do you know Surah Al-Fatiha?" And she replied that she did. And Imam said, "Every single day, recite the three great Isme A'adhams, the great three names from this surah." And these were Ya Rahman, Ya Rabbi, and Ya Malik. I repeat them again. Ya Rahman, Ya Rabbi, and Ya Malik. And he emphasized Ya Rabbi. And a few days later, she comes back. And she says, "Everything's gone. There's no growth. I'm fine." When Prophet Musa is asked by Fir'aun, "Kala famar rabbukuma ya Musa?" Who is your Rabb, O Musa? He says, and this is Surah Taha, "Qala rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada." Our Rabb is he who gives to everything its creation. That means he creates everything. Then he guides it to its full potential. So whenever you hear the word Rabb, you know, give your hands to him and he will guide you to your personal best. The word Tarbiyah, which a parent gives to a child, which means growth, comes from the same root. And if we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to parents, in the dua for parents is, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh my Rabb, have compassion on them as they brought me up, as they gave me tarbiyah when I was little. Let me explain through an anecdote. Prophet Musa wanted to understand who a Rabb was. Allah tells him to watch a mom whose child was screaming. The mom did everything to soothe the child, but the child would not calm down. Eventually, she gently placed the screaming child into a crib and walked away for a minute and looked up at the sky. Allah told Prophet Musa to observe her rahmah, her kindness, her compassion towards the child. And he tells Musa, "O Musa, I am 70 times more compassionate than that mother." That in essence is Rububiyah. A mom only wishes her child to succeed, is the only entity who participates in creation and does rububiyah. She holds her child by the hand and takes him to his Jannah step by step. When we have a conversation with our Rabb, it's intimate. It resembles a child talking to his or her mom. Look at some of the verses from Dua Al-Qamail. "Punish me, but acknowledge me. Don't turn your face away from me." Rububiyah emanates from his love for creation. He says, "I created so I could be known." One of the most awesome descriptions of Rabb comes from Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran. In Surah Ash-Shu'ara, this is Surah number 26, from Ayah 78 onwards, he says, "Alladhi khalakani fahuwa yahdeen." It is he who has created me and then he has shown me the way. "Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen." And he is the one who, when I am hungry, he gives me provisions of food and drink. "Wa'idha maridtu fahuwa yashfeen." And when I am out of balance and when I am ill, he will heal me. والذي يميتني ثم يحيين. And it is he who will give me the experience of death, and he will also resurrect me. والذي أتمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. And it is he from whom I have the undeserved expectation that he will forgive me on the day of judgment. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to latch onto this Rabb, never let go, and understand that it is only he who will be able to take us to our full potential step by step if we follow his guidance. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.